Welcome to the Benchmark Daily Composite Executive Summary Podcast.
On Monday, the 22nd of April, 2024, O'Brien and Caboolture Aero Club Incorporated, Federal Court of Australia. Former employee suing former employer granted leave to amend statement of claim to add further basis for relief. David William Pallas and Julianne Pallas, as trustees for the Pallas Family Superannuation Fund and Lendlease Corporation Limited. Court of Appeal of New South Wales. Court of Appeal declined to depart from previous authority that held that the Supreme Court does not have power to make so-called class closure orders in representative proceedings. Orsini and Habambo. Supreme Court of New South Wales. Application for extension of caveat dismissed due to failure to properly serve the incarcerated registered proprietor. Butera and Mitch Carafili and Co. Supreme Court of Victoria. Leave to appeal refused to appeal against decision of the Victorian Civil and Administrative Tribunal not to summarily dismiss proceedings that had previously been struck out. Purcell and Indigenous Land and Sea Corporation and Anor, Supreme Court of Queensland. Limitation period extended as the critical mass of information did not reach the tipping point such that it could be reasonably concluded that an injured worker had a worthwhile cause of action until after a particular expert's report was received.
Thank you for listening.